From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5 from his position as Zimbabwe's vice president, was sworn in today as that nation's president, ending 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. VOA's Mariama Diallo has more in this report.
With newspaper headlines marking the end of the Mugabe era, Zimbabweans are already moving on.
What happened before is past. What we need is forgive each other and build this country again and bring sanity and unity.
The new leadership should create jobs and employment. We do not expect the new leadership to be corrupt. That would disappoint people.
Former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa told supporters that he needs help not just from the Zimbabweans, but from everyone after he's sworn in as president. The international community is pledging support for a new course after Mugabe's divisive and controversial rule.
VOA's Mariama Diallo reporting. Egyptian security officials say suspected militants attacked a packed mosque Friday in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, killing at least 235 people. Authorities said the extremists targeted supporters of the security forces at the mosque in the town of Bir al-Abd. They said men in four off-road vehicles opened fire on worshippers during Friday prayers. And London police are currently investigating after reports of shots being fired Friday, either on Oxford Street or in the Oxford Circus tube station. Police say they are responding as if the incident is terror-related. In Washington, this is VOA News.